Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's the Stones, bring us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Kerrigan is here. Karen is one of our great heroes, one of the great champions of small business. She's the president of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Karen, thanks again for being here. So, red tape is killing small business. Red tape. The regulatory part of our world is our mutual friend Wayne Cruz says, it's the stealth tax. It's the black, what does he call it?
Dark matter.
Dark matter is what I was trying to say. Yeah, the dark, yes. Regulatory dark matter, he calls it, that he says is more expensive on small business, more onerous on small business than the income tax. And you got some ideas on how to deal with that. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, Jim, we've been working on the whole regulatory issue, as you know, since our founding and regulatory reform. And a couple of weeks ago, we launched a new coalition with the National Association of Manufacturers, the International Franchise Association, and Women Impacting Public Policy. That is, look, we're going to need the public support in order to get regulatory reform through. And we think part of that is really educating the public outside the Beltway, the impact of overregulation on small business. So we launched an effort called Rethink Red Tape. That's rethinkredtape.com. And really telling the stories, real stories of how regulation is impacting small business. You know, great stories on the website. SBE Council members are featured on there. And they're talking about, look at overregulation. Regulation has consequences on small businesses. I mean, really, if you look at what's happening in our economy and the lack of business creation in America, entrepreneurship continues to be very low.
There's a direct connection between encroachment of regulation and the diminishing of small businesses in America.
There is. And, you know, we've done polling, as you know, Jim, in the past, and we found that the public does think that regulation, they are very sympathetic of the impact of regulation on small business. But we really have to get out there and get the public support for regulatory reform. And, you know, there's some guiding principles that that basically are the framework, you know, for those reforms that we are trying to push. And I mean, they're basic things, Jim, that, you know, we've pushed for years, you know, engaging small businesses early in the process and making sure that small businesses have a seat at the table. Regulations have to consider the best available science, that it's got to be solid, unbiased, and current scientific information. There's got to be cost-benefit analysis. And we really have to evaluate the outcomes of regulation. That, you know, some of these regulations go on and on and on.
Well,
they all
come from unelected officials.
That's
except for the executive orders of President Obama.
There has to be accountability. There has to be transparency in the process. And, you know, from a legislative perspective, Jim, you know that we've been, pushing for reforms and giving Congress more authority have a say in these regulations, overturn these regulations. But you know what? The whole process does need to be reformed from the inside out.
Right.
And there needs to be a culture change.
The bureaus, the agencies have got to be reined in. They've got to be put on a shorter leash with what they can do. Even when they create an advocate or an ombudsman there's a person in the SBA. There's supposed to be the Office of Advocacy there is supposed to be checking all these things out. I don't think they're doing their job. What do you think?
Well, you know what? The Office of Advocacy, I mean, there's been a heck of a lot of regulations, right, that move through the process. I mean, they really got to pick and choose and what they're hearing from the small business community. And actually, on some of the big regulatory proceedings, like the Clean Water Act, the overtime rule, and some of these other big ones, they actually have weighed in and said, look, you have to look at your own analysis, DOL or EPA. I mean, even you said that this is going to have an impact on regulation on small businesses, but you did nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, some of that feedback.
But did they ever turn things around? Did they ever stop anything? That's the question. I worship at the throne of results, Karen.
You're right. And what's happened though is the private sector has had to use really sort of their last weapon, and that is actually to sue the agencies and the administrations on these regulations. So that's where we've ended up.
I've got what I call the regulatory reform silver bullet. And I've been saying this to Wayne Cruz for 15 years, and I've probably said it to you before. And the only way to do this is for Congress and the president to sign a regulatory sunset bill. That every regulation has a 5-year life maximum, and whenever it comes up for its birthday, if it can't be rejustified and reauthorized, it goes away. Sunset. Yep. That'll reform it, Karen.
You're right, and that's part of it. Whole look back, and actually, Jim, there is legislation both in the House and the Senate that does just that in terms of sunsetting.
We got to do that.
You're right, Jim. Particularly in this modern fast-changing economy.
It's the only way to do it. We can't let regulations that were created 30 years ago still be wreaking havoc, or if they're bad to start with, we shouldn't have to live with them for very long. SBEcouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen, that's the website you need to go check out. Join their organization, join the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council organization, contribute to their work. I promise you, they're working for you when you sleep. Tim Till, Karen Kerrigan, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.